listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. House prices aren't getting any cheaper. Domain's quarterly report from March recording metric growth across the state. Property editor Alice Dolls says Greater Geraldton sees the second highest figures.
Now that's $470 a week, and the quarterly change here is also just up 21% also.
Farmers aren't being left with enough water to finish their crops off. That's just one example of the dire situation facing producers amid a dangerously dry season, prompting an urgent meeting tomorrow morning in the southwest. Local farmer Bevan Eats says he's spoken to others in the industry who agree it's the worst they've ever seen it.
Myself personally, we've only had 4 mm of rain from October through till now. And, you know, the reality is we're running out of food and we're running out of water, and there's going to be some severe animal welfare issues.
The city of Greater Geraldton is up for a national prize and they need your help. Voting is now open for the National Local Government Awards, with the city nominated in the Addressing Violence Against Women and Children category. As temperatures start to cool down, a number of water facilities have now closed in the city of Greater Geraldton. The Foreshore Water Park and Mullawa's Dock Doherty Swimming Pool has shut for the season. The Aqua Arena will remain open, but the outdoor pool has closed. In sport, West Coast Eagles player Liam Ryan has made a strong return to the side's waffle squad. The team pulling off a shock upset over the East Fremantle Sharks on Sunday, the Geraldton product finishing with 19 disposals and a behind. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.